godless liberals in this country are the racists, not the Christians. It is the godless liberals that are racist, and in many cases, they're anti-white people. And that's why the title of the sermon is Being White is Not a Crime. Now, listen to this article from the Washington Post, which is supposedly a mainstream news organization, right? I mean, this is a big, respected media outlet, the Washington Post. Here's the headline. To understand Trump's support, we must think in terms of multiracial whiteness. Did you hear that? We've got to think about multiracial whiteness. Okay. Wow. So here's what this article says. Yes, Trump's voters and his mob are disproportionately white. But one of the more unsettling exit poll data points of the 2020 election was that a quarter to a third of Latino voters voted to re-elect Trump. And while the vast majority of Latinos and an overwhelming majority of African-American voters supported the Biden-Harris ticket and were crucial to its success, many black and brown voters have family and friends who fervently backed the Make America Great Again policy agenda. Now, stop and think what this article is saying, my friend. Now, look, I didn't support Trump. I didn't vote for Trump. I don't vote at all. I'm not for the Republicans or the Democrats. I agree with what Pastor Jimenez said. God's not a Republican, but the devil is a Democrat. Okay? That's my view of politics. Obviously, the Democratic Party is totally satanic, and they're for murdering babies and homos and everything that's godless and evil. But the Republican Party is just Democrat light, so I can't support that either. So I just choose to abstain and focus on the things of God and focus on spiritual things. But we see here that they're saying it's disturbing and bizarre that Latinos didn't vote for the Democrat. They didn't vote for Biden. How can these blacks have not voted for Biden? How can these Latinos not have voted for Biden? There's something wrong here. It must be multiracial whiteness. Think about what they're saying. Here's what the article continues to say. What are we to make of unmistakably white mob violence that also includes non-white participants? I mean, you know, I'm looking at this violence, and I know it's white violence, but yet everybody who's doing it's not white. They must be white on the inside. She answered her own question. So what do we make of this unmistakably white mob violence that also includes non-white participants? She answered her own question by introducing the phenomenon of multiracial whiteness. The promise that they, too, can lay claim to the politics of aggression, exclusion, and domination. And look, it's not just this one article. The president of the United States himself, Joe Biden, said, quote, if you're not sure whether you're for me or for Trump, then you ain't black. Okay? Not only that, Biden also said this. Poor kids are just as bright as white kids. Poor kids are just as bright as white kids, President Joe Biden. So basically the opposite of being white is being poor, according to him. Now, who's the racist, my friend? Is the Bible racist? Are Christians racist? Am I racist? Are Baptists racist? Hey, I'm just getting up and saying being white's not a crime. This is not a racist sermon because I believe we're all of one blood. Red and yellow, black and white, they're precious in his sight. But it's the liberals who are saying, if you don't buy into a certain godless ideology, well, then you're white. I don't care how black you are, you're white. Folks, that's racist. You want to talk about stereotyping? They're saying to be black, you must be Democrat. You must be liberal. Or you're not even really Latino. You're secret. You're a white person trapped in a brown person's body, is what they're teaching.